Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Heading into today, we'll stay with mainly cloudy skies and the chance for showers and storms moving in late. High temperatures near 60. For tonight, showers and storms likely. Lows cool down to around 47 degrees with a chance for showers and thunderstorms on Saturday and high temperatures in the lower 60s. Winds will be gusty out of the southwest up to 40. I'm meteorologist Derek Dahlman. Currently, it's 48.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. It's Friday. Kansas officials looking for extra hospital beds, releasing jail inmates, and bracing for a slump in state tax collections because of the coronavirus. Officials also yesterday added farmers and ranchers' springtime practice of burning pastures to the list of things to avoid during the pandemic. Confirmed coronavirus cases have almost quadrupled over the past weeks to 168 statewide as of last night. Kansas has suffered 3 deaths reported since March 11th. The number of jobless workers in Kansas who filed initial unemployment claims last week was 12 times higher than it was a week before. The U.S. Department of Labor reported yesterday that Kansas had almost 23,700 initial claims for unemployment for the 7-day period ending Saturday. And the Kansas National Guard sent 2 helicopters to help local firefighters battle wildfires. Those fires burning about 20 to 25 miles southwest of Medicine Lodge in Barber County. Mid-America Network News.
The lineup is filling up fast, and it's going to be a great one. Mark your calendars for September 11th through the 20th. It's the Kansas State Fair, and the Tex Wireless Grandstand will be rocking. Tuesday, September 15th, Joe Diffie.
Something women like about a pickup man.
Friday, September 18th, Chris Jansen.
They can buy me a boat.
Sunday, September 20th, ventriloquist singer Darcy Lynn Farmer. It's a fantastic lineup this September at the Kansas State Fair. Tickets on sale now. Go to kansasstatefair.com for more information.
Our veterans deserve a lot of things. Praise, honor, respect. What they don't deserve are attempts to take advantage of their service. Sadly, scammers often target veterans by going after their pensions or disability benefits with fake requests for personal information, charity scams, fake rebate offers, and more. Be vigilant. And remember, the Veterans Administration won't request personal information by phone, email, or text. Help protect those who protected our country. Visit aarp.org/broadwatchnetwork to learn more.
Parole has been granted for one of 2 men convicted in the 1990 death of Nancy Shoemaker. Donald Wacker had been serving a life in prison sentence in Shoemaker's case. He helped Dahl Lane, the man who sexually assaulted and killed the 9-year-old girl, kidnap her. KWCH-TV reports that the Department of Corrections will release details of the decision to release Wacker next Friday, April 3rd. In October, a petition to keep Wacker in prison reached nearly 15,000 signatures. Wichita's Sedgwick County Detention Facility released about 200 inmates to make room for social distancing, all of those released being held on low-level crimes. KWCH-TV reports Sheriff Jeff Easter said the jail's almost always at capacity and inmates interact with each other at a close distance. The concern is that could easily help the virus spread. Forecasters say a chance of some bumpy weather tonight in south central and southeast Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
In these uncertain times, one thing will remain a constant. Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. We're working to keep our communities connected during this pandemic by offering several broadband assistance options. Please call us today at 877-876-1228 to see what's available in your area. Stay safe, keep your distance, but stay connected.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News for your Friday. Officials say Nebraska's total confirmed coronavirus cases has risen to 81. The Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services says 1,584 tests have come back negative. Officials also report that Nebraska's initial claims for unemployment benefits skyrocketed with the rest of the nation's. Nebraska's claims rose to nearly 16,000 last week from a little less than 800 the week before. An Omaha police officer is among those who've tested positive for the coronavirus. A news release from the Omaha PD says the officer recently traveled out of state on vacation and self-quarantined upon return. Police say the officer had not returned to work since coming back from the trip. And there's a lucky person running around out there who's now $1 million richer after buying a lottery ticket at a Lincoln Market. Have a good weekend, everyone. I'm Rick Averett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
The lineup is filling up fast, and it's going to be a great one. Mark your calendars for September 11th through the 20th. It's the Kansas State Fair, and the Tex Wireless Grandstand will be rocking. Tuesday, September 15th, Joe Diffie.
Something women like about a pickup man.
Friday, September 18th, Chris Jansen.
They can buy me a boat.
Sunday, September 20th, ventriloquist singer Darcy Lynn Farmer. It's a fantastic lineup this September at the Kansas State Fair. Tickets on sale now. Go to kansasstatefair.com for more information.
Our veterans deserve a lot of things. Praise, honor, respect. What they don't deserve are attempts to take advantage of their service. Sadly, scammers often target veterans by going after their pensions or disability benefits with fake requests for personal information, charity scams, fake rebate offers, and more. Be vigilant. And remember, the Veterans Administration won't request personal information by phone, email, or text. Help protect those who protected our country. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork to learn more.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Clay County, Kansas Health Department Wednesday received notification confirming one case of COVID-19 locally. Clay, Riley, and Pottawatomie counties in Kansas each now have confirmed at least a single case, with a presumed positive case in Gage County, Nebraska, announced earlier this week. Nothing as yet in Marshall, Washington, or Nemaha counties in Kansas. Some individuals have chosen or been directed to self-quarantine for a period of time after potential contact with individuals identified with the virus. Cancellations due to the virus outbreak continue to grow. The Marshall County Museum Day, scheduled Saturday, April 4th, has been canceled, with the possibility of reschedule this summer. RSVP of Northeast Kansas is postponing its recognition banquet, which was scheduled April 23rd. And it was announced this week the Mother's Day Market in Marysville will be canceled this year. The Big Kansas Road Trip in Nemaha, Brown, and Donovan counties has been postponed from May 7th through the 10th until September 10th through the 13th. The Boss Nationals event, set for August 28th through the 30th in Marysville, has been canceled. A reminder, the Washington County Spring Health Fair, St. John's Hanover School Auction, and Axtell Knights of Columbus Shrimp Feed this Saturday have been canceled. Sunday services at area churches have largely been canceled, as well as the annual German Heritage Meal at Bethlehem Lutheran Bremen Sunday is canceled. Driven by social media, some communities are in the process of encouraging cruise nights during the outbreak. Fashioned after the traditional Friday or Saturday night practice of dragging Maine, Seneca led the effort last Saturday, and word is circulating that Marysville has an event Friday and Blue Rapids Saturday. In the spirit of this, KNDY is debuting a live listener-driven call-and-request program, Friday Night Drive Live, tonight from 7 till 9 on FM 95.5. Ben Keller will host the freestyle format, taking requests and encouraging listener input. Tune Friday nights beginning tonight, 7 till 9 on KNDY FM 95.5. The Social Committee at Marysville Junior Senior High School is organizing a teacher parade planned Sunday at 4 p.m., departing from the Bulldog in front of a school and proceeding a route throughout the community to celebrate continuation of learning, with online classes to begin next week. The route map is on the Marysville School's webpage. Marshall County EMS has asked Partnership for Growth to be the emergency relief information hub to make sure local businesses don't go under. Check updates on the website, choosemarshallcountyks.com, which may change daily. For additional details or assistance, contact Helen Barber, director, in Marysville. Again, the website, choosemarshallcountyks.com. An outbuilding and adjacent structure north of Liberty were involved in a fire Wednesday evening shortly after 8 p.m. Blue Springs and Marston fire departments responded near East Oak and South 176th Roads. An area of grass was also involved, though authorities indicated no burn permit application had been filed. Cause was not immediately determined, and firemen had control within an hour. An injury accident was reported March 14th in Marshall County. Alexis Hip of Centralia lost control on K99 near Vista Road, overcorrected and went into the ditch, striking a utility box and pole. The driver was transported to Onega Community Hospital. Again, tune in this evening as we debut Friday Night Drive Live from 7 till 9, a freestyle format. Call in your request during the program. Tune KNDY FM 95.5 Friday nights. Michael W. Murphy, age 66, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge for Mike Murphy. Gerald J. Gertis, age 91, of Lincoln, passed away March 17th. A funeral service is planned June 13th at 10:30 at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln. Details to follow. The Betheris Maser and Love Funeral Home of Lincoln in charge of arrangements for Gerald Gertis. Carl Ross Smith, age 85, of Du Bois, passed away Tuesday. Private graveside service will be planned at a later date at the Omaha, Nebraska National Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Carl Smith. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, fish sticks, muffin, yams, steamed broccoli and cauliflower, and cranberry fluff. KNDY News time is 7:16.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
562-3784. That's the number to call for the homestyle cooking of the Wagon Wheel Cafe in Marysville. 562-3784 gets you great eats delivered to your door for free in Marysville city limits. 562-3784 means you pull up to the curb and your delicious meal will be brought to your car. Small businesses are the spirit of our towns. Thank you for shopping local.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. While things will remain fairly dry across the area for this morning, we are going to see changes here as we head into this afternoon with a low pressure system that will begin moving out of the Rockies with a leading warm front and a trailing cold front that will begin to make its way on through the area here as we head into Friday afternoon. As that does happen, we will see the chance for showers and thunderstorms across the region, some of which could be severe, especially across northeastern Kansas, with the risk for damaging winds, hail, and a tornado or two can't be ruled out as well. Chances for showers and storms continue through Saturday, and then by Sunday, we'll see drier weather returning to the area. So for today here locally, we'll see that chance for showers and thunderstorms mainly late with a high temperature near 60. Overnight, showers and storms likely, lows cool to around 47 with showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Derek Dahlman.
Average high temperature late March, 58. Record high on this date, 80 in 2012. The average low, 34. The record low was 16 in 1996. Sunset this evening, 7:47. Sunrise in the morning at 7:18. Cloudy, overcast again, 49 degrees. Winds out of the northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 27th of March. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
KNDY is mixing it up Friday nights with Friday Night Drive Live. I'll be playing all your favorites, and I don't mean just country. Anything from Aerosmith to ZZ Top, The Beatles, Will Smith, and more. Crank it up while you're cruising around or have a family dance party at home. It's a Friday free-for-all on KNDY. Request your favorites and tune in Friday from 7 to 9 for Friday Night Drive Live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Pay cuts for NBA executives, and an apparel company joins the frontline response to the coronavirus outbreak. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. On what would have been opening day for Major League Baseball, sources tell ESPN's Jeff Passan, the league and the MLBPA have reached an agreement on a path forward as the sport determines when it will begin its season. The new deal gives players full service time should there be no 2020 season. Passan explains how both sides came together.
This was a big concession from owners, but one that they wanted to make because they understood if Major League Baseball is seen as the sport that is bickering amid this crisis, it is a terrible, terrible look.
The NBA will reportedly cut executive pay. ESPN NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski.
Adam Silver, Mark Tatum, his deputy commissioner, the top 100 earners from all over the world, they are all going to take 20% off of their salaries moving forward through this crisis.
Sports apparel company Fanatics has suspended production of baseball jerseys to make masks and gowns for hospitals in Pennsylvania, facing critical supply shortages because of the coronavirus outbreak. Founder and executive chairman Michael Rubin said on ESPN SportsCenter that Commissioner Rob Manfred was all on board.
And Rob's first question was, this is amazing. How do you do this as quickly as possible? And I said, hey, you worried about running out of materials for jerseys? He says, Michael, let's just focus on how do we make these masks and gowns as quickly as possible. So they were incredibly supportive.
Warriors guard Steph Curry hosted Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading doctor, on the White House Coronavirus Task Force on Instagram Live to discuss the country's response to the outbreak. Dr. Fauci also offered these words of encouragement.
We've got it as a country. Pull together. Don't get frightened. Don't get intimidated. Use the energy to be able to confront it and do the kinds of things that will put an end to it.
Around 50,000 people tuned in for the nearly 30-minute long question and answer period. This is Rich Cantu.
This is Daryl Anderson from the Farm to Fork radio show with a message not about my program, but about the other programming you hear on this radio station. Your community is like every other one on the planet right now and facing a threat like no other we've seen. You need information in order to cope with this threat and to minimize the effect of the coronavirus on you and the people around you. And the radio station you're listening to now is probably the best and quickest way to get that information. Whether it's a national alert or something statewide or local, here's where you're going to hear about it. This station was kind enough to let me pass this along to you, and I hope you'll pass it along to friends and family everywhere. In times like this, local radio stations serve a valuable purpose. We'll get through this and be back to normal again. In the meantime, depend on the folks at this radio station to help you get there. And maybe tell them thanks when you get a chance.
Living expenses and... From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Well, previous reports have suggested administration officials were considering suspending tariffs to stimulate the U.S. economy, but a top trade advisor at the White House, Peter Navarro, says the administration is not considering that right now. A published report says tariffs, taxes on imported goods that American companies, consumers always end up paying. And so the head of the Coalition for a Prosperous America says a lot of the duties are first implemented because many imports are being subsidized or otherwise traded unfairly, injuring American companies and their ability to do business. Economists ranging from the Federal Reserve through the private sector have compared how much the tariffs have benefited the economy against how much difficulty they bring as well. Dan North, a senior economist for a group that provides trade credit insurance, said tariffs cause more losers than winners, and significant a drag, he says, in the economy, especially in the current environment. Mary Lovely, a professor of economics at Syracuse University, says a suspension would be aimed at U.S. manufacturers that import the items needed to assemble new goods. USDA's Farm Service Agency offices are only open by phone appointments until further notice because of the COVID-19 outbreak. FSA staff available to continue helping ag producers with program sign-up, loan servicing, and other important actions. Also, the FSA is relaxing the loan-making process and adding flexibility for servicing direct and guaranteed loans to provide credit to producers in need. Program delivery staff will continue to come into the FSA office, but to work with producers by phone and other online tools whenever possible. FSA programs and loans are critical to American farmers and ranchers and want to continue to work with customers while taking precautionary measures to help prevent the spread of coronavirus. That from FSA Administrator Richard Fordyce recognized farm loans are critical to the annual operating and family living expenses, and so they're working to find every option of flexibility. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hello and good Friday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. The CARES Act includes billions of dollars directed at helping rural communities and agriculture through the coronavirus pandemic. Andrew Walmsley, American Farm Bureau Federation Congressional Relations Director, says the $2 trillion bill is unprecedented.
One of the key provisions for a lot of folks is the recovery rebates, where there will actually be cash payments out to individuals of $1,200 per individual and $2,400 per couple, and that increases by $500 per child. Really unprecedented in the history of this country, but we're also living in unprecedented times.
Walmsley says the relief package includes several provisions for rural America, including rural health.
We know a lot of our rural hospitals are already strained, but with the potential for being overwhelmed with cases of coronavirus, there is some direct support to those rural hospitals. There's also some additional funding through USDA for telehealth and telemedicine. And then there's several provisions for rural businesses and communities, some through the Small Business Administration, others through USDA, but hundreds of millions of dollars that will be soon available for those impacted by this pandemic.
The bill also includes more than $15 billion for
program that authorizes funding for the department to adapt to different crises. That replenishes it by $14 billion. And then there is a specific $9.5 billion for the secretary to utilize in COVID-19 response to help all of agriculture, specifically targeting specialty crop growers, those that are growing in the local food markets, dairy and livestock producers.
Again, reporting is the American Farm Bureau Federation's Congressional Relations Director, Andrew Walmsley. And I'm Sam Speck with your latest Mid-America Ag Network news.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. I used to love going to the sale barn in my hometown as a kid. The auctioneer rattling away just as fast as could be. Bud Vanberg was his name. He was quite the fella. The bleachers were full of guys, mostly, a lot of them smoking cigars as they looked down on the arena and put up their hand or nodded or whatever they did when they wanted to make a bid. Well, things have sure changed, haven't they? Internet auctions have really revolutionized the way that farm animals and farm equipment and even farm land is sold. We'll hear from the founder of Big Iron Auction after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Back in the 80s, Mark Stock figured he'd be a farmer just like his dad, but his dad said the way the economy was, he needed to find something else to do. So Mark and his brother started an auction company, which became, in 2009, BigIron.com. Mark's been talking with us this week. They not only sell Big Iron at BigIron.com.
We have a real estate division, and we sell land all across the Midwest. People really like the online bidding portion of selling land because sometimes they bid against their neighbor, but because it's online, that anonymity makes it easier for them to bid without having hard feelings. And we are getting into the livestock sales. You'll be watching some performance bulls and some females being sold here in April on the Big Iron website as well. And that process is the same with a lot of information. All the animal EPDs and all that information is published on our website, and everything sells with no reserve. Same thing as the land. The land is sold with no reserve, and we provide all the soil maps, the aerial information, the Farm Service Agency information. We provide drone video footage. We even provide some of the history on the farm as well. So if you're into that stuff, that makes the buying process more enjoyable And we like to get people comfortable because then it's easier for them to be a participant.
And adding to that comfort level, Mark says pretty much everybody involved in BigIron.com is or has been a farmer.
That is correct. I'm a farm kid. I still live on the farm. In fact, I get to go out there and run a tractor once in a while back and forth with a planter, and harvest time's always fun and exciting. You know, most of the folks that are Big Iron reps are farmers or ranchers, so we can talk the talk and walk the walk, and that's why I think that we're so passionate about helping all these folks who are retiring, who have equipment to sell, and who are in the market to buy machinery, because we are directly tied and associated with it, working with it every day.
Mark Stock of Big Iron Auctions, BigIron.com. Back after this.
This is a Midwest Land and Home Land Auction update for the March 28th land auctions. The Marshall County Land Auction, 69 acres more or less, scheduled Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Hellring Center, is still on, but will be held at a new location, the former Cromie's Market, 505 Broadway in Marysville. No changes for Saturday's 2 p.m. Republic County Land Auction, 59 acres more or less, at the Cuba American Legion. All bidders are encouraged to register on the new online bidding platform at MidwestLandAndHome.com or register to bid by phone. Contact Jeff Denkenbrink, 562-8386.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Cloudy overcast continues, 49 degrees this morning. Seasonal highs, middle 50s again today. Can't rule out a passing shower.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Friday. The coronavirus pandemic has caused Indianapolis Motor Speedway officials to postpone the Indianapolis 500 until August 23rd, 3 months later than its May 24th scheduled date. President and CEO Mark Miles says the series chose the August date to get away from extended delays caused by the coronavirus shutdown. The Indianapolis 500 began in 1911 but did not run in 1917, 18, and from 1941 to 45 because of World Wars I and II. The Harlem Globetrotters say legendary player Fred Curly Neal died at the age of 77. The dribbling wizard played for the Globetrotters from 1963 through 85, appearing in more than 6,000 games in 97 countries for the exhibition team known for its combination of comedy and athleticism. Rick Everett, Mid-America Network Sports.
Hi, I'm Ellen Barber, Executive Director of Marshall County Partnership for Growth. If this pandemic has put your job at risk, the Partnership for Growth wants to remind you of our job site called Hire Here First. It connects local jobs to local residents in order to keep Marshall County employment strong. You'll find full and part-time jobs and even seasonal jobs there that are all local. They range from professional to entry level. There's something for about everybody. If you are an employer and want to attract a job seeker, well, it's a free service. Just email me your ad there at the bottom of the page. Let's connect our local job seekers with our local employers, and our whole county wins. Just go to choosemarshallcountyks.com and click on the jobs tab.
Is your car overdue for deep cleaning and deodorizing? We will share some of our favorite tips for a spiffy interior on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice from Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 27th, the 87th day of the year. Singer Mariah Carey has a birthday, and the first cherry blossom trees were planted in Washington, D.C. on this day in 1912. If your car is in need of a good spring cleaning, put some of these clever cleaning hacks to the test. Coffee grounds make a good deodorizer. Sprinkle some on your carpet and mats before vacuuming. Can't get at the gunk in the bottom of your cup holders? Put a sock around your travel mug, spritz with cleaner, and rotate inside the holder. Can't afford expensive leather conditioners? Olive oil is a viable alternative. Dusting vent covers is simple with foam craft brushes. And before buying specialized bug and tar remover, try a bit of WD-40. It'll loosen them up in a jiffy. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
This is Michael with Main Street Beatrice. We, along with our community partners, encourage you to take action during these unprecedented times. Everyone needs to take steps to ensure their safety and that of others around them. However, in this time of great disruption, we ask that you not forget our small business community. We ask that you get out and shop locally safely. You can buy gift cards, make phone or online purchases with local businesses, take a break from cooking, order takeout, promote local shops, social media, and leave positive reviews and tip generously. By stepping out and taking action right now, you help ensure that our small businesses will get back on their feet, will hire back employees quicker, and make our community stronger when this crisis ends. You can still get out and about. Please take recommended precautions, but enjoy a walk, a stroll through your local park or trail, or cruise the main drag. Again, shop locally safely today. Thank you.
KNDY.
Heard you laugh like that in a long time. I wonder if it stopped this world like it did mine just now. I see you sipping white wine instead of whiskey. But does he want you to be just a little more city? Well, I'm sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be. But I just got to tell you how